There's a discrepancy in care for people who acquire disabilities after turning 65, as they're ineligible for NDIS support. The member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, joins me now. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, this is something that you've raised with Minister Greg Hunt in Question Time, and you've written to him as well. Take us through what's going on.
I think a lot of people don't realise that the day you turn 65, if you have an accident the following day and perhaps gain a disability from that, you are not eligible for an NDIS package. And I do have a constituent who injured themselves at 66. They're now quadriplegic, but because that didn't happen when they were 64, the best they can do as far as support is get a My Age Care package. And we're talking about a significant discrepancy with respect to what would be available for support, physiotherapy, hands-on care, care with washing and feeding. So I think it's age discrimination. I met with Greg Hunt. Interestingly, the minister in the Senate, Senator Linda Reynolds, who actually is the disability minister, also listened into the question. I've actually met with her to talk about this too. Because when you're 65, you're not eligible for the age pension. You're still expected, if you can be, to be working. And yet, if you have a disability, you're then considered to be an aged person, and the only access you can get is a My Age Care package. This is, I think, age discrimination. I think it's there are many cases now around Australia where this has happened. You know, people have tripped downstairs and people have had accidents that are not part of the normal ageing, natural ageing process. And I think we need to make sure that all Australians who obtain a disability can get the same level of care. It's as simple as that.
Right, yeah. So not having the two systems, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. And, it was originally the whole NDIS policy was originally a Labor policy, and at the time that's where they put in that, 65 age cutoff. Now, I can understand that there are certain diseases that a person can acquire that you could say they have a disability, but they're often, diseases that are attributed to natural ageing, and therefore a My Age Care package is suitable. But if you actually have an accident and you have two completely different versions of treatment depending on whether you're 64 or 65, that to me is just unfair, and I think most people would recognise that that's unfair, and it puts a huge amount of strain on the family who are left really to pick up the care and support. I think we can do better. I've talked with Greg Hunt. We've had a really good conversation about this. I think he also recognises that there is a flaw in the system. I've also talked with Linda Reynolds, and now we just need to see some change and get some action.
Rebecca Sharkey, I hear you've been inundated with responses from community members about their experiences with in-home care.
Well, I wanted to test the temperature of the community with this issue, because I think often members of Parliament hear about, the worst case experiences where people are seeking help. So we sent out 17,000 letters to people across our community, those who where someone in the home is aged 75 or over, with a survey saying, are you receiving home care, or are you still waiting and you've ticked to, you've had the assessment and you're one of those 100,000 people that are on the waiting list. So the responses back are pretty interesting. There are a lot of people that are receiving a home care package who feel that they're not getting enough support in the home. One thing that they have said, though, is that the actual carer that they have is brilliant, but they're frustrated at how, 35% of their home care package is taken in fees, or that they can't get the kinds of support that they would like. It's very narrow. There's maybe only one carer, one organisation that's delivering My Age Care where they live. So we're capturing all that to see how we can make this a better system. And I will be sharing, the broad brushstroke of that data when we have positive ageing expos, which are coming up in July. But I'll also be, taking to the Parliament this information, because, I think my job is to share what our community feels about particular issues and see how we can make it better. You know, that's what the Parliament's there for, to make policy changes to improve all Australians' lives. So I'm really grateful to all those who have responded with the home care survey. We've received so many responses, and they're coming in every day, and lots of emails and phone calls too. So I'm really grateful for everyone who has responded back. And I think, you know, this is all part about making the whole aged care system much better. The more people who can stay home where they want to be as they age, the better our whole society is.
The Member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey's with us. The vaccine rollout happening with over 40s in SA now joining regional adults and being encouraged to get the jab. But for over 50s, it's a different story, isn't it, Rebecca?
Well, in our community, whether you're on the south coast or in the hills, if your local GP is not delivering the AstraZeneca, and it's really hard, basically, to get the vaccine. So this is something I've also chatted with Greg Hunt about. The minister has said he will come back to me urgently on it, because at both of our vaccine hubs, they're only doing the Pfizer vaccine, so under 50s. We were originally told that if you were over 50, you could still turn up towards the end of the day and get jabbed. They're now saying no, that's not the message we want to send out into the community. So,
and just to clarify, that's Mount Barker and Victor Harbour that you're talking
exactly
about, right? Yeah,
at the two hubs, north and south. But I think a really simple solution to this is to have both vaccines available at both of those hubs. If their local GP is not delivering the vaccine, and many of the smaller GPs have said, look, we just don't have the capacity to do this. Other GPs have said, look, we have the capacity to do this, but only our existing patient load. So a lot of people are left without access to a vaccine. So I'm hopeful that we can get this fixed urgently, and a simple fix would be to have both vaccines at both hubs, so that it doesn't matter what age you are, north of 40, you can access the vaccine quickly if you want to get the jab.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Rebecca Sharkey. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Look, we'll come back to you as soon as we get some word with respect to the two vaccine locations. With respect to the AstraZeneca, I think it's a simple fix to me, but sometimes the wheels of government move slowly. But let's see if we can get this done quickly.